Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed Podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 273 of the Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. I've been reading Michael Singer's Untethered Soul. And there's a part in there where he talks about the fact that we often react and get frustrated by other people's reactions, but those are things that we can't control. So as a result, whenever we're going to make any big decision, we will plan out the way that we want them to react. And if they don't react within the confines of our story that we've written in our head, we get mad. And I found that to be so interesting. He used an example about work, and it reminded me of my own stories. One in particular, when I was younger and I worked at a really busy restaurant, and I went to call into work one day because I had a college thing come up that took precedence, and I knew that I was not going to be able to make it to work. And before I called in, I was like, well, they have to pick up my shifts because I picked up Carol's shift last week, or they have to let me have it off because blah, blah, blah. And when he gave me grief about it, I got really frustrated about not having the day off because I was in my head already planned for this safety net. But in reality, I couldn't have any control over everyone else's schedule or anyone else being able to pick up my shift at all. And I wasn't going to change my plans. I was going to my college function. And in that moment, I realized that my anger and my frustration was towards other people's behaviors, a thing I truly had no control over. And I think we do this a lot with our relationships. If we expect something in a certain way or expect our partners to say something to us, and we will hint around it, and if they don't follow with our hints or what we need or read our minds, then we get really, really angry with them. But it's not their responsibility to behave or react or do anything in a certain way unless we explicitly ask for it. And even still, that's not necessarily their responsibility. But of course, if people love you, they will try to accommodate. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, when we stop writing stories for other people on how they're going to react before we make major decisions, we will feel far less angry with whatever outcomes come out. And I do think it's important to definitely think about how other people will react to you, because it keeps you safe and it keeps your friends safe and it keeps people happy for sure. If you're going to make a choice anyway, thinking about how everyone is going to react and all of the potential bad things that can happen is kind of pointless. Instead, think of the ways that you can cushion the blow. If it is news that might disappoint people, think of ways to do it gently, because honesty does not have to be brutal. And that's one thing I've been trying to teach a lot of my friends, is that you can be honest and kind, and you can do what's best for you while still caring about the people around you. If you just think about the way that your words will affect other people, that's the important part. Register how you will come across, and don't worry about how everyone else will react, because people can react outlandishly depending on their mood. We all react differently depending on how hungry or tired we are. So instead of worrying about all of those factors that you have absolutely no control over, focus on how you will deliver it in the best and most kind, respectful, authentic, and honest way. You prioritizing yourself is never a bad thing. You forgetting that other people also have needs and wants, that's when things get a little fishy. So definitely take into mind whenever a decision is going to impact those around you and do what you can to make that smooth for everyone around you, but don't worry so much on how they're going to respond to it. As long as you're doing it with the most kindness and honesty that you can muster, you're doing the best you can, and there's really nothing else you can do. So stop worrying yourself into a corner, stop overthinking every other person's reaction, and instead just focus in on what you're going to do in the situation and how you'll respond. Because again, that's truly the only thing you have any control over. It is nice that you're so thoughtful, but it's not great to be a worrier, because it's only hurting yourself and it doesn't change the outcome, which is, who knows? Ideally, the people that love you will understand you either way. I love you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow as you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.